AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. The power is out in parts of San Francisco. There have been calls to get people out of stuck elevators. Hannah Wagner is scrambling to protect as much food at her restaurant as possible.
We're packing up food right now and trying to save whatever we can. Hopefully the power turns on later and the food that we're packing into our fridges is safe.
Power is out at some subway stations in San Francisco. On the East Coast, power was out at some subway stations in New York. A spokesperson says service is now fairly normal. President Trump says young immigrants brought illegally to the U.S. as children can rest easy under his immigration policies. The AP Sagar Magani has the story.
The president says they will not be targets for deportation, saying his administration's not after the dreamers, it's after the criminals. In a wide-ranging interview with the AP, the president renewed his vow to build a border wall. He says he wants it. His base definitely wants it, but he stops short of demanding money to build it, be in the spending plan Congress has to pass next week to keep the government open. The president also says he'll unveil a massive tax cut next week for both individuals and businesses, saying the cuts will be bigger, I believe, than any tax cut ever. And he waded into France's presidential election this weekend, saying he thinks yesterday's Paris attack will probably help far-right candidate Marine Le Pen, whom he says is the strongest candidate on borders. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Corey Allen Muhammad was vocal today in court in Fresno, California.
Let black people go on reparations.
The man accused of killing three people this week and another person last week also yelled, natural disasters will increasingly hit the U.S. Muhammad is being held on high bail. A sheriff in Northern California says the 15-year-old girl from Tennessee allegedly kidnapped by her teacher did not exhibit any anger toward the teacher after they were found. The Dow lost 30 points. This is AP Radio News. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis says Syria has been put on warning not to use chemical weapons again.
I can say authoritatively they have retained some. It's a violation of the United Nations Security Council resolutions, and it's going to have to be taken up diplomatically.
Syrian President Bashar Assad has strongly denied he was behind the chemical attack and has accused the opposition of trying to frame his government. About 20 children were killed in South Africa when a minibus carrying young students collided with a truck and caught fire. An official says several children survived. The AP's Chris Torsha reports the crash was near Pretoria.
This happened after last weekend's Easter period, which is usually a time of high number of accidents on the roads when people are traveling home or going away for the holidays.
A total of 235 people died in accidents in South Africa on roads during the recent Easter period. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.